prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul, the 23rd day of March 2021. We're so glad you're with us tonight, and I do mean we're going to bring up a special guest. We had her on last month for the first time on a regular program. And for you people that listen for several years, I know you remember Dr. Ron Green. Well, Dr. Ron is retired from his business due to health reasons, and Summer Dre has kind of stepped in to fill the gap, and a whole lot more she's added to the lineup. Doctor, before go to Summer, though, make mention again, folks, this week and next week will be the last nights we offer on special the 1828 Noah Webster Dictionary. If you read the Bible, if you have students at home to study, or you're studying as an adult, you need the original dictionary by Noah Webster. It actually gives you meaning of English words and uses scripture to use examples in there how the words are used. Now, it's a totally Christian dictionary, folks. Now, it has all the words in it that at least he spoke back in the 1800s. You'll not find the word gay meaning homosexual or nothing like that, but you'll find what the word gay really means. And if you have students at home staying homeschooling or in school even, I would recommend homeschooling before school, but nonetheless, the dictionary is an invaluable source, folks. It's on sale for $79.95. Regular price is $95. And of course, the teaching I did this past Saturday, people have already watched it and call me about it. I think you're going to thoroughly enjoy it. I titled it Here Tonight, The England Church. That's not the title of it when it comes out on YouTube or on Brighteon, but it is here. Just to shorten it down, the England Church is about an hour and a half long. You're going to find out in our teaching what honors and privileges we have coming into the family of the Almighty God through His Son, Jesus Christ. You're going to be totally surprised at the honors we have, but also the duties we have and how we have failed to do our duty through ignorance. Now, if you're a mamby-pammy, wishy-washy believer, then don't get this teaching. It'll rally your tree. And if you like to wallow in ignorance, then don't get this teaching, because it'll change your mind on a lot of things. And I hope that you get a copy of it, though, for $10.50. It's DVD or CD. It includes shipping. The Ignorant Church. I'm going to offer it the rest of this month and in the next month, because it's that important a teaching. And I don't like to keep saying our teachings are important because you think, well, I'm bragging on me. I'm not. Not bragging on me at all. I'm talking about the Word of God being important. I'm talking about looking up the meaning of words in the concordance to see what they really mean. And when I did that, I was stunned at what I found last Tuesday while I was studying for the lesson. With a simple word we use all the time in the circles of Christian circles, I looked it up and I was stunned at what I found and the duty that we'd all had forgotten about or didn't know about. The Ignorant Church, 1050 Liberty Door. You can call us at 800-777 304-406-4403 or 304-846-4448. And of course, you still have the 2-for-1 with the REM sleep and the Tranquil if you want that. I don't know how long that's going to last. I have my toe wind in it, so as long as I have supply, we'll keep on going with it, okay? Our guest tonight is Summer Dre. She is now the head of Superior Mountain Herbs. And she has 25 products listed. I'm going to ask you about a few of these, by the way. We're going to talk about gut health tonight. We're going to take your phone calls, too, health questions, what may be able to help you with some of the products that the Summer may offer you. If you want to call and talk to Summer, please feel free to do so at 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. And Summer Dre, welcome to tonight's broadcast.
Thank you so much, Pastor Butch. How are you doing tonight?
I am doing fine. I really am. And I appreciate you being with us. I truly do. You know, I don't mind telling you I miss Dr. Ron.
I know. You and I both. I really do. I was actually talking to a client today, and I said, I know this sounds weird, and I know this sounds hypey and strange, but when you're in the presence of Dr. Ron Green, you feel as though, and maybe this is just me, and I'm telling you from experience, I get uncomfortable because I feel as though all my sins are exposed. I feel like he is the Jesus. I mean, not that he's Jesus. I mean, let's not get this confused, but there is something about the man that emanates how Jesus teaches us to be and who we should be. He set a legacy of beauty when it comes to how Jesus responds to his people. And I'm not very good at carrying that torch. I carry the torch and the herbal stuff and everything else really good. But I pray I could only be like him when it comes to being in the presence of Jesus. He is such an amazing spiritual man. It's bizarre.
Well, you know, he was one of the most gentle, caring individuals.
I know
you know this well as I do. Many people ripped him off for the products. He never said a word.
Here's the thing is he was always a kind man who always said to me, listen, this person needs this. We're going to get this
exactly.
to them.
Absolutely.
Yep.
And folks, that's the kind of man he was. And Summer's not Dr. Ron, but she is a very good-hearted individual that's trying to fill in some of the gap that he left behind. Now, I know you want to talk about gut-related systems and problems, and I certainly want to hear that. But I got to ask about one product here. It's the last one listed on your list, Superior Shield Oil. You said it helps fight against endosusceptible pneumonia, influenza, colds, and chemtrail chemicals. That's interesting, but it's also good for repelling fleas and ticks. So, folks, if you got fleas, this is what you need. But anyway, but chemtrail chemicals, that's interesting. Superior Shield Oil helps you fight off chemtrails?
Well, here's the thing is people, okay, so first of all, I told your friends and listeners last month on February 10th, if you want to go back and archive those radio shows on PastorButchPaw.com, one of the things I'll tell you is I talked about very briefly was how chemtrails actually, everything that's going on with so by the way, there's a great documentary on YouTube called What in the World Are They Spraying? Write that down, everybody. Go to YouTube. What in the World Are They Spraying? It's a 2-hour-long documentary. I call it dummy-friendly because any of us who don't know a bunch about, you know, medicine or we're not sure how we're starting off, this is very easy. A child could watch this and wrap their mind around it. It's great, great watch. But I'll tell you, what happens is they talk about the bromium, the aluminum, all these different things that are coming from the chemtrails and settling into our soil, our waterways, why our food is no longer the way it used to be prior to these chemtrails. And not even that, why now it's dangerous because of these chemtrails. So what happens is when you can actually use this spray, the Shield Oil spray, right now I'm embarrassed to say, but guess what? There are counties across the nation that are using masks still. There's companies that are like Matt, who is a listener of yours, who works for these kids on the bus that they come in and they're handicapped children. He's got to wear a mask. Okay, these are great stewards that are going out. They're fighting on behalf of these kids. They've got to abide in the law. They've got to wear a mask. Well, when they're wearing this mask, what happens is when you can spray, and this is just one example how to use this oil, but you can spray this oil on the mask. Not only does it cut back infection from what's coming in, but what's going out. So when you talk about the aluminum, bromine, all these different heavy metals and chemicals that are coming from the surface of the, or from the air into the surface of our soil, and through that mask, you may think, well, I don't live there. Yes, you do. We all live, unfortunately,
yes,
where this is going on.
Yes,
we do.
We
don't like to admit it, right? But it's the reality. Just look up into the sky on any given clear day, and you'll see the checkered patterns going on. A true exhaust, it disintegrates. These do not disintegrate until far much over time. So when you see this, this takes a period of time to settle into the air and then into the water, the plants, the soil, etc. While it's coming into the air, guess where it's hitting? Your lungs. So let's prevent it by using something that's going to actually repel the airborne infectious disease out of your area. Now, it doesn't have to be sprayed on a mask. You could wipe it on a mustache if you're a man. If you're a female or a man who doesn't have a beard and you want to put a little bit on your thumb and kind of wipe it under your nose lightly, it works amazing. First of all, you guys, it smells like Christmas. Who doesn't like Christmas? I mean, it smells amazing. So it smells wonderful. But on top of that, forget about that. You're getting all the incredible benefits. So it does nullify a lot of those impacts that are coming in through the airways. Think about your nose. The mucous membrane carries right to where? Your sinus cavity, sometimes up into the brain most often. The rest of the time it goes to the GI tract, which we're going to be talking about here. Let's continue to keep the GI tract, the mucous membrane that goes up into the brain. Let's keep that clear. Why in the heck do we want to pollute that anymore? We don't.
That shield oil,
Pastor Butch, is amazing. And a lot of times you can put it into a pot of water. It goes into the air. It kills off mold. We had mold in the house. It killed off. The guy got into the roof attic and he said, you don't have mold like it was 2 months ago or 12 months ago. He said, you don't have mold up there. I said, you're kidding me. We haven't done anything except boil this right near. The stove pot was right near this area. And he said, well, whatever you were doing, it killed all the microbes up there. Well, we already knew it did that. And I wasn't even doing it for that. It's amazing.
Well, folks, that's one product. She got out of 25. She's going to discuss a few of them right now, but I thought that was amazing. And you get it comes in 4-ounce amber spray bottle. So you can get that. Mm-hmm. We'll give you a number to call in a little bit to order if you like. But she has a lot more items. And again, we're going to give you the number. We can call and talk about all of them and ask questions. I know Summer will be more than thrilled to talk to you about them. But you go ahead, Summer, and share with us what you want to share tonight. But we'll say gut health.
Yeah. And you guys, I hope everybody understands. Nobody knows me here on the show, right? Except Pastor Butch, of course. But I just want everybody to understand, and I know this might be an anomaly, and I get this. I truly have been blessed by the Lord financially. I've been blessed by the resources in my community. I mean, I am doing okay. I need you listeners to understand something. What nobody is telling you is your gut health is important to your overall health. And the reason why I brought up me being okay is because I don't want this to come across like I'm trying to sell you some $20 bottle of something that's going to make your life a miracle. Because the reality is there are millions of things out there, okay? So I'm going to tell you a little bit about how and why I differ what we're doing, okay? But then also, why is gut health so important? And everybody's, this is the new fad that that gut health and probiotics are very important. I want everybody, especially y'all who live like I do with their septic systems, okay? Or you have a well and there's buildup, mineral buildup in the well heads or the piping, okay? So imagine you take your hand and you shape it like an O. Okay, imagine that is a pipe, okay? And it's going through your entire, from your rectum all the way up. Most of us don't realize this. It actually goes up into the bottom of our throat, which is our esophagus, okay? This is what we call our GI tract, our gut system, our internal gut system tract, okay? So if you hold your hands like you're making an O, okay, you're making a circle and it looks like a pipe, what's going to happen if you imagine, start shrinking, close those claws of the fingers in and make it tight, almost like you're making a fist. If you visually look at that, and right now I'll have you guys get a visual for me, I'm looking out at a gorgeous prairie, and I mean, I'm literally sitting here doing this, and there's this V shape in the mountain range in Montana, and there's this gorgeous sunspot coming in, and I'm trying to trap that sun in by closing my fist in slowly but tightly. Over the years, this is what's happening to your gut system. You are an open pipe that has slowly over time clenched its fist, okay? So as it clenches its fist, it reduces the amount of, let's be honest, poop, stool, whatever you want, excrement. I'm going to call it poop, so just get comfortable with that word for the next few hours or next hour. But as I clench my fingers down, that poop gets smaller and more narrow. That's when we see diarrhea. That's when we see narrow, lean, kind of a loose stool that comes through. So why am I explaining all this disgusting stuff? Why am I so fascinated? I'm actually not. It's not exciting to me either. But I'll tell you, your gut health and your colon health is paramount. We think about the liver health. Okay, liver is one object. Yes, it's a filter for your body, but it's in one place. The lungs, yes, it helps you breathe, pull in oxygen. You've got to have good lung health to get all the air in, to supply all the oxygen to the organs in every single body. But the reality is, it's just the lungs. The GI tract, you guys, works from the rectum all the way up to your throat. So you might have colorectal cancer. You might have esophageal cancer. Regardless, it's in that GI tract going all the way down. So what I want to kind of just wrap your minds around is that this stuff not only penetrates and moves, but it's kind of all interrelated, okay? So a couple things. I just want to go over some very uncomfortable risk factors, you guys. These are not great things, and I'm sorry if you're in these categories, but colon cancer can be diagnosed, by the way, at any age. My mother, 22 years old, you know, but a majority of the colon cancer patients are older than 50. I mean, that's just the reality. The rates of colon cancer, you guys, in people younger than 50, guess what? It's not decreasing. It's not decreasing. Why? I don't know. I'm going to interject. And, oh, Lord, I hope I don't get in trouble for this, but I'm going to tell you, what is the, when people in their 20s, 30s, and 40s are spending the bulk of their money, their cash, hard-earned money and insurance benefits on their health, what is it for the cancer societies? Why is it, what's in their best interest to cure or help heal all these young people? I'll leave that to your imagination. So cancer in people younger than 50, you guys, has been increasing. I'm in that age demographic, okay? African Americans. This is not a prejudice thing. This is reality. They've got a greater risk of colon cancer than people of other races. Why? I don't know. I don't know if that's a food thing, a biological demographic. I assume that's really what it's at, but this is the reality. A personal history of colorectal cancer or polyps, like my mother, polyps. If you guys have already had colon cancer or even non-cancerous colon polyps, you have a greater risk of colon cancer either now or in your future. So I'm going to bring up something again, and I know I'm a TMI person. It's TMI means like it's too much. But I'm going to tell you this right now. If you've ever gone to the bathroom, number two, and you see a stripe going down your excrement, your poop, if you ever see an indentation, and I don't mean the clumpy, you know, I mean like a line, there is a sign that you have a polyp or some sort of mass in your colon that is repeatedly doing that. You've got to get that checked. Here's the deal. I don't hate doctors. I don't hate doctors at all. I love them for the diagnosis, right? I mean, who in the heck has got all the brain power to figure out what in the heck is going on with them? Nobody. So what we have to do is we've got to rely on people who are a little bit more intelligent, have more, not even so much more intelligent, but more resources to check out and figure out what the heck is going on with us. Do blood samples, stool samples, whatever it needs to be. Let's figure it out. Once we narrow it down, we know we've got colon cancer. We know we have polyps. We know we have X, Y, and Z. Then we can choose, okay, here's the beauty of it. That's where your choice comes in. Do we want to go ahead and hit it with natural stuff? And then if that's the case, let's dig that out, see what that includes. Let's dive in and research. Call Pastor Butch's office. Call whoever you know to say, hey, give me your support of who you know could help me with this. Let these people who love on you be able to give you those resources. If you're not...
Uh-oh, did we lose her? Okay, we lost her, folks. Get her back. I don't want to interrupt her because she knows what she's talking about. And, folks, her number, by the way, write this down. Get a pen handy because you're going to want to talk to this lady. I'm really honored to have her as a sponsor. Starting next month, she'll be sponsoring the program. She'll be helping pay the bills around here. And I'm honored to have her because I know where her heart is. I know where she's coming from. Can work with a man like Dr. Ron Green. But her number is 406 274-7579. 406-274-7579. All right, somebody back with us?
I am. Thank you so much. I have to warn all your listeners, especially the people who know me, we live in Podunk, Nowhere, Superior, Montana. So if y'all ever come out this direction, we have a guy named Joe who travels. He's a trucker. He comes through here. Love the man. And guess what? He gets to see what we deal with. We don't have the best reception. I am tucked into the mountains, but I'll tell you what this means for you guys. We are getting these herbs on horseback by ourselves and grabbing this stuff out of the mountains.
I want to interrupt you a second. You're going out and getting herbs by yourself on horseback?
Oh, there's about 80% of them that we do ourselves, yes. And everything else that I can't get is either something that cannot be grown out in the wilderness, or contaminants would ruin its effectivity of it, and therefore I only go U.S. organic all the time, and it's always local. Always.
Well, how about that? I remember Dr. Ron used to talk about going back in the mountains together, certain things for the Indian, American Indian tea and other things. So you're doing the same thing. I'm proud of you. Yeah, I'm proud of you. Go right ahead now. I'll be quiet and let you talk.
Pastor Butch, let me tell you something. We get out on horseback and get into the mountains, and then we just had this huge winter storm, which all your fans in Texas are going to call and say, yep, we know. But I'll tell you, we had so much snow that to harvest the mushroom that the Indian tea comes from, it was under 5-6 feet of snow. And so I had a little bit of a delay, because especially we ran that special in February on that tea. It was phenomenal. It was amazing. But unfortunately, it wiped me out. So then now we've been, like, it's a drying process. It takes 2 months to dry. I mean, I'm not going to rush this. I've got to make everything exactly the way it should be. So,
right.
Yes, we get out. And if any of you guys have horses and you want to come out and pick with me, call me up. But anyways, getting back to the gut health, and I apologize because I say that because I'm in the mountains, and so God forbid we lose reception again. I hope. I'm sitting place in one spot. But I want everybody to understand truly, like, that gut health, and I know you hear this a lot because there is a lot of marketing around gut health. Oh, take a probiotic, your life will be easy. Yes, probiotics are unbelievably essential. I'm not going to take anything away from that. It's very essential. You take a very high quality and a good probiotic. But the reality is, our guts are being exposed to garbage on a daily basis. We don't even have to eat any food, take any supplements for our guts to be infected because of the chromium, the barium, everything that's coming, the aluminum, everything that's coming out of the chemtrails, out of, we could go on and on about all the different things that are the vaccines, everything that's causing the rundown and breakdown of our bodies. The gut is responsible for helping to repair that. So if you neglect your gut health, you are in serious trouble, my friend. And the reality is, if you're like me, you like good, rich, yummy foods. Doesn't always mean it's going to be great for your gut health. So you've got to counteract that. So whenever somebody says, let me tell you this first off, and I'm not a doctor, I need to preface with saying that anything that we talk about today is for educational purposes only. My job is to help inform and to help provide information for people who may not be able to get it otherwise. We all know why I have to say these things, unfortunately, but the reality is I'm not a doctor, okay? I am somebody who's incredibly well-equipped with knowledge in physio, anatomy, physio meaning physiology, anatomy, nutrition, you name it. All these breakdowns of my education, unfortunately, does not produce the ability for me to call myself an MD and tell you what to do and what to take. So I need to put that disclaimer out there. I want you all to know that I love doctors. When you break your darn leg at a ski hill, let me tell you from firsthand experience, no herb in the world is going to take care of that leg in a matter of minutes, okay? But guess what? Guess what? Not only did I break my leg and go to the hospital that they would not prescribe me pain meds for and would not guarantee that I would regenerate bone growth, but on my own, with the American Indian tea, I regenerated not 7 of the 9 millimeters of bone growth that I lost. They told me it would only ever regenerate. This is coming from the doctor, so I can say this. It will only ever generate 2 millimeters on their own of their own bone growth.
Hang on that thought,
we'll
Summer. Hang on that thought through the break.
Yep.
Through the break, all right? Folks, back at the break with your phone calls at 844-769-2944.
Army's come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Storable Foods, the only storable food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, have no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best store-bought foods available for all the right reasons. Go to Namana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch to get 10% off your merchandise. Again, Numana.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war.
All right, folks, we are back. And again, you can call and ask questions if you like at 844-769-2944. Any question after summer, now would be a good time to call and ask any question about your health. And you were talking about bone growth. You said you needed how much, and go ahead and finish that story. It's interesting.
Yeah, I'll make this very brief because I definitely go down rabbit holes, so I apologize, you guys. But I'll tell you, they told me I would never regenerate more than 2 millimeters of bone growth on my own when I broke my knee or was the bottom part of my leg. And in 6 weeks drinking the Indian tea alone, I didn't do anything else, nothing else, just the Indian tea. I regenerated 7 of the 9 millimeters of bone growth.
Wow.
Well, Dr. Green's wife also had a similar experience, and I don't know her stats, so I can't comment, but I do know that she had broke her back and had a regeneration of the bone growth. So that has nothing to do with gut health, but I just want you guys to know that I speak from this stuff because I have a huge passion for it. I love it. I know it works, and I would never in a million years recommend something that I personally wouldn't take or haven't seen the benefits from. So let's get into gut health, right? We talked a little bit, and I know we got like less than a half hour here. I know we talked a little bit about what does gut health mean? Why? 80-some-odd percent, you might need to look that up. I'm not exactly positive. I didn't do my due diligence today, but a couple years ago, I know that 86 to 88%, if I'm not mistaken, of our immune system is in our gut, okay? So could we have cruddy guts and be healthy? No. Could we have amazing gut health and be healthy? Probably. Then we're going to deal with some things like genetics and environmental factors and other things that kind of sway that a little bit and give you that lenience of like where it could not be perfect. But let's talk about gut health. I mean, you guys, listen, while not a sexy organ by any means, the colon, because it's not very sexy even to say the word, but the colon facilitates both not only nutrition, but also the removal of dangerous toxins from your body, right? So when the colon's really unable to perform these kind of functions effectively, or if the colon itself is ill, for example, you've got, oh, gads, colitis, diverticulitis, IBS, colon cancer, colorectal cancer. These are all things that are going to bog down your gut substantially. We'll get to, and hopefully I'll remember to get back to this, but we'll get to, and if not, please call me, because I want to remind you guys, first of all, I've got something that we're going to talk about when it comes to gut health as far as a couple supplements that I have. And if, by God forbid, we don't get into that tonight, I just want you to remember to call me, and I'd be happy to explain to you how and why it works. But I want you to know that when your gut is disrupted, your health is not going to be good. So are you eating junk? Are you eating good foods but not processing well? Maybe you're eating high good food fibers and meats and different things, but your body's not able to eliminate this well. Okay, so let's talk about the deteriorating colon health, because it can actually reduce the levels of healthy bacteria, right? So lactobacillus, bifidum bacterium, it can increase the levels of harmful bacteria such as the candida. A lot of people say, well, I just have fungus in my body or candida. They don't understand that is part of your gut health. You've got to get candida out of the body. The American Indian tea, by the way, and the tincture and or the tincture, hugely responsible for killing off the nasty gut bacteria, because it kills off candida, right? Any kind of infection, bacterial, viral, fungal infections. We can talk about that later, but candida, et cetera. So any kind of a deteriorating colon health, candida is one of those things that when your body is full of garbage and junk and your gut is full of sludge, we talked about that colon, right? Like the fistful, the pipe looking colon, you close the fist in, it gets tighter. What does that mean? That doesn't mean your muscles are contracting. It doesn't mean, oh, you've lost any kind of ability for the movement to go through. What that means is you've got a buildup of sludge. So how in the heck do we remove that? Number one, high fiber diets, right? I mean, things. Melaleuca, by the way, I've been marketing for them for years.
When we talk about sludge, I used to work for the sewer company a long time ago. And the sludge reminded me of the black, gooey stuff inside those pipes. So you got my mind on something really gross. But anyway,
right.
Go ahead.
But you can actually visualize that, right? So if you imagine your hands like a pipe and you quench it down, it doesn't, not that it gets tighter, but guess what? You're right. The amount of movement that's able to go through there, it builds up. And over the years, if we do nothing, it builds up and it builds up, and then that colon gets smaller and smaller. It's not that the colon gets smaller, it's the opening for the bowels to go through gets smaller. We've got to keep that clear, people. I mean, I don't care if you like vegetables or not. Find something to magnetize. Melaleuca makes an amazing supplement called FiberWise. I don't sell it. You shop with them directly. I'm a huge advocate for their company. I love them. It's like ordering from, at Walmart? I can't remember. But anyways, they've got a non-toxic product that they make for house cleaners. Well, find something that's going to remove that black sludge that Pastor Bush Paul is talking about. Get rid of that garbage. If you don't, it just piles up and keeps increasing and closes the ability. That's why people say, oh, my poop is very lean and thin. And yes, because you got a bunch of garbage piling up around that poop chute. I mean, I know this sounds terrible, you guys, but the reality is this is what's happening. So here's the deal. At unhealthy levels, I mean, even these naturally occurring bacteria, you guys, they can release toxins into your colon. So people's like, well, so what? I pooped that out. It goes out and it goes into the septic. Yes, but that other garbage leaches into one of the greatest blood supplies of your body, which is your colon. I mean, the only way that the colon can contract and do all these things to eliminate is with this rich blood supply. This is why colorectal cancer, colon cancer, esophageal, these cancers are deadly. Why? Because nobody wants to talk about them. Nobody wants to pay attention to it. And by the time you have, too late, too late. So let's not be too late. Let's be proactive. Do we all need to be old people, take Metamucil? No. But let's do some stuff that's really good for our body.
I don't want to interrupt you again, but we're going to run out of time very quickly. You have got a call now, but we'll get that in a second. But this, I do want to, I know this one, the product you want, that you want to offer, the Bowel Delight.
Yes.
That is something, and I want to discuss that very quickly, then we'll take a phone call.
I will. So I've got the Bowel Delight is a capsule. It's called Bowel Delight, Bowel Support. I kind of go back and forth with the way it's termed. But here's the deal. This supplement not only doesn't make you cramp, because a lot of times those things make you cramp up and you feel, yucky, and yeah, I don't want to take that again, right? It doesn't do that to you. It also doesn't give you diarrhea, okay? So it shouldn't give you, an explosive, I'm on the airplane, I can't do this. This is not the way this stuff is supposed to work. You take 1 to 2 of them a day, maybe 3, God forbid, if you're really stopped up. You don't even have to be stopped up. What this is for gut colon health. It is not, I'm going to preface this saying, it is not a probiotic. Double up on your probiotic if you are in trouble. If your gut system is really junky, double up on your probiotic. Whatever they say to do, double it. That would be what I would do. But here's the thing, the Bowel Support, the Bowel Delight is amazing. It not only feeds and nourishes the colon, so if you do have colo or colon cancer, colorectal cancer, anything like that, GI cancer, it'll help to nourish that soft tissue. People go, well, why didn't you do that? I just got to get rid of the cancer. Yes, we'll get there. Like, let me help you with that also. But the reality is you've got to feed those good cells. Get those good cells stronger. It's like an athlete. Make him stronger. Don't put him on the bench. Make him stronger. So that's what this will do. The Bowel Support will not only do that, but it'll also help move. It's not a fiber. It's none of that. But it will help. It's got some burdock in there, which, of course, is a fiber. It'll help move some of that sludge and that garbage. As a matter of fact, the stuff that you can see come out in the toilet, it'll be impressive.
All right.
But yes, I mean, good stuff.
Well, folks, and I'm looking right now, Bowel Delight, 100 capsules, probably 50-day supply minimum, for $20.
Yep.
I mean, that is a steal. Let's go to Joe right
here. No. That's the full price, my friend. So your customers, your listeners, if they call me between tomorrow morning and well, basically, between now and all of April, because it's only going on sale April 1st to the 15th, but from tomorrow morning, which is not April, until the end of April, if they say they were on Pastor Butch's show and they heard me there, I don't care if they're an old or new customer, they're going to get it for $16.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Okay? So that is not...
Yes.
Yeah, $20 down to $16. From tomorrow until the end of April, if they tell me that they were a Pastor Butch call client.
All right, folks. Do that, please. That's remarkable. Let's go to Joe right here in West Virginia. Joe, come on in. Welcome.
Thank you, Butch.
Summer, yes, sir.
You touched on my colon very well, and I know everything you talked about. I am going through, so we need to talk tomorrow. But I wanted to ask you a question about gut health and serotonin. I know somebody has gone through some pretty hard times, what they call mental illness, which we believe is not. And I remember Dr. Rodriguez mentioned that these certain drugs can strip the the good flora out of our system and causes the serotonin levels to drop drastically. Is there something that people can do to help that?
So anytime we're talking about gut, that's an interesting thing because that's totally separate. So gut flora is that probiotic that we were talking about. That's when I say if you've got a low gut bacteria levels, that's when you want to increase the amount of probiotic. So burdock root has some prebiotic stuff to it, and some of these herbs have some pre and probiotic, but not anything I would write home about. What you need to do if you have low gut flora, what I would do is I would, number one, cut down your sugars because candida feeds off of sugar and it kills gut flora. So first of all, cut back on that stuff. But I would definitely increase your amount of probiotic. Here's the reality. I want you to visualize again the O shape, if you make it the O shape with your hand, right? Like the pipe that we were talking about. if you imagine this, if you clench that fist together and there's no hole opening, if we can get your gut flora to flourish, meaning good gut flora to flourish, and we can get rid of the garbage through that pipe, that's when the gut flora can truly do its job. You might take probiotic right now and be not seeing any results. It's because you haven't removed the sludge and the garbage from the pipe. Get what I'm saying? So what we need to do is remove the gut, the garbage from the pipe, and then let's start replacing it with a good gut flora. I don't sell a probiotic. I've got some good recommendations. You can call me tomorrow and I'll give you. But what I would do first, let's start with removing the garbage, the sludge, with the Bowel Delight, with the Indian tea. It also acts as a body detox. It's amazing what you'll experience from that. And then you start adding your gut flora in. You could do it now, but it's sort of like anything. You take it now on a full stomach, you're going to get maybe 25% of its benefits. I'm just throwing that number out there. So don't double up on your probiotic until you've removed this garbage, okay, out of the gut.
How long do you have to take the Bowel Delight before garbage starts coming out?
That's a great question. I'm not going to give you TMI, like too much information, but I will tell you, for some people, it's 24 hours. Other people, it's a week or two. It literally depends on, I have a lot of Amish clients, for example, high starch, high fat, high red meat. It takes a bit longer for their gut system to not only just remove the garbage, but the sludge buildup, okay? But then you talk about people who are in great health. Maybe, I'll tell you what, Pastor Butch, nobody knows this. I have a girlfriend who does hydrocolonics for a living. She said, people who are vegetarians have more parasites than meat eaters, okay?
Oh, wow.
So actually what we need to do is remove the sludge that those parasites are feeding off of. They're feeding off of the sludge and the blood supply. Let's remove that. Get that out of there. Beef up the blood supply. Not blood supply, but the tissue. Beef that up. Then use the Indian tea to swipe out the parasites. I mean, this is the combination that's amazing.
Joe, did I answer your question?
Yeah, I only had one other question, if we have time.
Sure. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Is there a potential chance of mold buildup in the body through the gut system?
Oh, I can't comment on that. I don't know enough to tell you. My gut is no. But I don't know, and I'm not going to speak on that because I don't know. My gut is no.
Well, that's fine. We'll be talking tomorrow.
Call me tomorrow, Joe. Yeah, call me tomorrow. I've got some amazing things that I think would help. And if not, I'll at least give you information that you can take and use for your resources.
And Joe, she's 2 hours behind us. So call her about 10 tomorrow.
Yeah. I used to live in Montana. So. I worked for Ron Green for a while.
Oh, good.
All right, great. Okay, you give her a call then.
Thanks,
tomorrow, Joe. And folks,
you're welcome.
If you want to call, you better hurry. 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. So obviously, Summer knows what she's talking about, and I'm anxious for y'all to get a hold of her and talk to her again. Number is 406-274-7579. If you mention my name, you might get a little discount on something, especially the Bowel Delight.
And Summer,
I want a bottle of Bowel Delight myself. I want to try that myself. I don't have any problems, but it doesn't hurt to clean down. I'm looking forward to that.
No, I mean, we all need it. I don't care what you do, what you do for a living, how healthy you are. We all need this.
And one other product for in our time I want to discuss, because I've used Bacteria Buster, I've used Herbal Mender. Now, you have both of them together in a Mountain Mender gel. What will that do? Would that clear up sores or boils, or what does it do?
Oh, gosh, you've opened a cannon. Are you ready for this? You're going to have to cut me off. Because I'm telling you, I'm fired up about this. So I want to specify, it is not a blend of the Bacteria Buster and the Herbal Mender, because I had somebody call today and ask if it was the same thing. It is not. But I'll tell you what, I like it better, and I'll tell you why. I had a dog, for example, the other day. I breed dogs for a living. One of the things that I do, they're Italian Mastiffs, Cane Corsos. One of the things that happened is they're a battle dog, and every once in a while, they fight. Well, I had a female and a male who were breeding, and they got into a fight. He grabbed a hold of her foot, darn near ripped the toe off, and I thought, oh, you've got to be kidding me. Well, she was pregnant, so I couldn't give her antibiotics. I couldn't give her painkillers. I didn't know what the heck to do. Well, of course, I did know what the heck to do, so I gave her some Indian tea, okay, because not only will it build her immune system and kill off the infection internally, because I couldn't give her an antibiotic or a painkiller. So what I started using is that Mountain Mender gel topically on her foot. Now, mind you, this is an antsy dog. I can't get her darn self to stand still for the life of her. I put that gel on her for 2 seconds. She bolts away. I put her on once a day. I like to tell people at least 3 to 4 times a day. I put this on the dog once a day because that's all she'd let me get at her, okay? This dog's foot, not only did I save that entire toe and the pad of the foot, if I wish I would have taken pictures. It was disgusting. It was green. It was huge. It was swollen like a grapefruit, okay? Now she's got a normal paw, and not only that, the hair is growing back. Usually when they're scarring, hair doesn't grow back. So not only did it kill off the infection, but it promoted healthy tissue to regrow. The bacteria buster was amazing. It killed off infection. But you couldn't use the herbal mender until the infection was 100% gone. Well, by then, you've got a lot of necrosis, dead skin is dying off. The beauty of this product, it's all in one. And it does the same thing. And it feels amazing. It's a 4-ounce jar for $5 less than what the bacteria buster and the herbal mender was. So you're getting double the supply. I mean, it's just overall, I get all jacked up about this because I love this, and it saved me a bunch of vet bills. It's now, my daughter uses it on some acne boils on her face, and it's been amazing. I used it on a hangnail that was going out of control. The next morning, I woke up, and I was able to, like, do everything with my hand, just like fine. I mean, my hand felt like it was, I should have just chopped the finger off. But, I mean, it was unbelievable with the hangnail, like the littlest thing. It hurt like heck. The next day, it was all gone. The infection was gone. I mean, it's so amazing. That stuff is phenomenal.
You have it helps with the MRSA, enzema.
Oh yeah,
psoriasis, razor burn.
Oh, eczema, psoriasis, burns. Yeah. I burned my hand on the wood stove the other night.
Poison oak, poison ivy.
Oh yeah,
my gosh, a little bit of everything. Sunburn,
yep.
Itching, scrapes,
everything.
Acne. I mean,
yep.
I mean, for a 4-ounce bottle, you know, for the discount you're going to give them, folks, again, I don't want to say, yeah, but there's so many products that we can't cover them all, obviously. But you'll see, you call tomorrow, she'll give you the specials for the month at 406-274-7579. Now, we got about 5 minutes left, so I'm going to let you kind of go ahead and wrap up what you want to talk about.
Well, you guys, I don't want to scare anybody, and I said that. I know I said the risk factors before, but I've got to drive home the colon cancer fact, because the reality is most of us don't want anything put up in areas that we don't want things put up. And so we don't go get colon screenings, and we don't do this. But you guys, excluding skin cancers, colorectal cancer is the third most commonly diagnosed cancer in the U.S., and one in every 20 people is going to have colorectal cancer at some point. And really, only 50% of the people who should be getting regular screenings are actually getting them, which means half of us don't even know what the heck's going on with us. Polyps, they are just preliminary clumps of cells, I'm telling you right now, that can eventually develop into cancer. So here's the reality. That's all great information. What in the heck are we going to do to combat this, okay? We can eat as great as we want. We can drink as great as we want. We've got to take supplements, everything that help our gut health. The American Indian Tea. Right now, I have the Bowel Support and the Bowel Delight is on sale for your cut, but you have to call me and tell me you listened to, you saw me, heard me on the radio, or you're a Pastor Butch Paw fan. That's the only way I'm going to know to drop it from $20 all the way down to $16. You get 100 capsules. I need to preface with saying, you guys, you need 1 to 3 of these, depending on your health, 1 to 3 capsules per day. Imagine that. One capsule is going to last you 100 days for $16. Come on. Medicaid can't even touch that. I mean, you know, so it's pretty amazing stuff. That's going to help keep the colon moving. help feed and nourish the colon, and keep the body moving in the respect that it reduces that sludge buildup, which is actually just toxins in the body building up and leaching into your bloodstream. If you're feeling fatigued, all these different things, overweight, constipated, you know, if you've been on chemo, if you've had pain meds, take this stuff. Let it remove that sludge from your body. It's good stuff.
And, you know, by the way, very quickly, what causes the sludge? Yeah. What is the main culprit of this?
Oh, man, let me tell you.
Does medicine do it? Does some medicines do it?
Here's the thing. We know that a lot of medicines, not to some, Pastor, a lot of medicines bioaccumulate not only in the bloodstream, in the fat stores, but in your colon. Okay? So anything you put into your mouth, open your mouth, put your finger in there. Whatever garbage is on your finger, that's going into your gut. If you're eating a piece of food, whether it's been washed or not, it's going into your gut. If you're eating a supplement, people don't understand supplements, and I'm happy to educate. That's a whole nother story I could do another day. But I don't even sell any multivitamins or anything like that. But I'm going to tell you, one of the biggest causes for gut inflammation is off the market, off the shelf, kind of over the counter shelves of regular old multivitamins.
Wow.
And on top of that, people don't want to talk about it, but guess what? Pharmaceutical vitamins. We don't call them vitamins. We call them pharmaceutical medications because that stuff bioaccumulates in the body. It sits into the gut stream. It poisons the body. It overloads the gut system. And the body says, oh, gosh, I don't know what to do. I'm going to create an inflammation response. I'm freaked out. I don't know what to do. I've got to attack it, right? I mean, it's our natural response. Our body does that. It attacks a vitamin. A vitamin you're supposed to be taking to make your body good. It attacks the vitamin. It attacks the supplement. It attacks the pharmaceutical drug. And then guess what happens? I know I have 3 minutes, but I guess what happens is the body's immune response triggers. It immediately creates a fight or flight response. We talked about this last month. And then that immediately creates an inflammation response in the body because the body says, oh, yeah, there's vitamin D. Oh, there's vitamin A. Oh, good, vitamin C. What in the heck is all this garbage? Oh, wait a minute. We got to go on the offense, and they immediately start attacking your vitamin. Your vitamin that was supposed to do you good. So not only have you wasted money, right, but now it's pointless, and it's created an inflammation response. Well, an inflammation response in the gut is not good, because
it
remember, that's
good.
Where your immune system starts.
We're down the last few seconds. Again, folks, do call her up. Give her a holler. Give them a number, Summer, one more time.
Yep. So you guys call me, 406-274-7579. You can text or call.
All right. Thank you, Summer. God bless you.
You
appreciate
guys have
it, folks.
A great day.
Okay. Back tomorrow night with Dr. Judy Mikovits. You don't want to miss that. I'll see you tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock on Melody's broadcast. Tomorrow night, 8 o'clock Eastern with our program.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.